USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the ongoing fight against cancer. Biden traveling to the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston on the 60th anniversary of JFK's famous moonshot speech. The president renewing his pledge to end cancer as we know it.
I believe we can usher in the same unwillingness to postpone, the same national purpose that will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills to end cancer as we know it, and even cure cancers once and for all.
King Charles is away from Buckingham Palace after addressing the Scottish Parliament for the first time as the new monarch Monday. He shared his and the late Queen's admiration for the Scottish people, in addition to saying his family had found a haven and home in the country. A Twitter whistleblower will testify Tuesday before a Senate panel. He'll answer questions from members of the Judiciary Committee. Twitter's former security chief claimed the social media company has major security shortcomings that threaten privacy on the platform and national security. Inflation may have peaked, according to one of the nation's largest investment banks. J.P. Morgan saying further confirmation of a peak is expected soon. Meantime, three-year inflation expectations fell to its lowest level since 2020. Russell Wilson is making his return to Seattle as the Denver Broncos face the Seahawks on Monday Night Football. He was traded to the Mile High City this summer. Injuries to some big-time stars are putting a damper on the start of the NFL season. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is expected to be out 4 to 8 weeks after suffering a thumb injury. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The trial for the parents of the accused Oxford High School shooting suspect has been delayed. James and Jennifer Crumley were scheduled to go on trial in October, but instead a hearing will be held on October 18th. The judge in Michigan will review expert testimony from witnesses that's being challenged by the Crumley's attorneys. They're facing a number of charges, including 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. People are continuing to pay their respects after a police officer died on Sunday.
Anthony Vivaro left Major League Baseball to work as a Port Authority police officer. The 37-year-old was heading to work at a 9/11 memorial event Sunday when he was killed on the Hudson Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike by a driver going the wrong way. The other driver was killed. Vivaro was drafted out of St. John's University by the Mariners in 2005. He spent most of his career with the Atlanta Braves. He last played for the Red Sox before voluntarily leaving the majors in 2016 to pursue law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Illegal immigrants who were caught crossing into Texas illegally and bused to Chicago are living the sweet life. Some are being housed in a posh suburban hotel, which doesn't sit well with those living in Burr Ridge, southwest of downtown Chicago. In a statement, Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker's office claims the hotel had a prior relationship with Illinois to welcome refugees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.